Okay, so USMLE wants you to know straight up that following a myocardial infarction, when you reperfuse that necrotic tissue, you can get increased oxygen radical formation. It's called reperfusion injury, where initially you have disruption of the blood flow. That decreased oxygen delivery to the myocardium will cause the necrosis. But then when you reperfuse the myocardium, you can get oxygen radical formation. Okay, in this case, it's generation of reactive oxygen species. That's what's leading to the arrhythmia. It's not any one specific arrhythmia that must arise. It's just here we merely have this vignette where a guy had reperfusion followed by an arrhythmia, and we can make the inference that, well, generation of reactive oxygen species, that's the answer they want. Wide complex tachycardia, that refers to a ventricular tachycardia. Okay, the QRS complexes, they're wide. Whereas if we had a needle-shaped QRS complex, that's a tachycardia, that's an SVT, supraventricular tachycardia. Something to note is that the ST segment elevation in leads V2, V3, V4, those are anterior leads, which would be consistent of an infarction of the left anterior descending artery, not the left circumflex artery. So even if someone were contemplating that as an answer here, incomplete restoration of left circumflex artery blood flow, it's wrong because we would expect, if the left circumflex artery had been involved, we would expect ST segment elevation in the lateral leads, the left lateral leads, V4, V5, V6. That'd be more consistent. That's pretty much it. I mean, other answer choices, just distractors. They don't have to stand for anything in particular. So yes, just take that away from this question that following an MI, following reperfusion, we can get what's called reperfusion injury, and that just entails oxygen radical formation, reactive oxygen species. That's it.